This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Martin Drummond.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to sunny Stuart, Florida. And I just am so grateful that I have the opportunity to share with my friends and neighbors a wonderful podcast today, episode number 12, with good neighbor and friend Brett Nadler, who is the owner and franchisee of Carmela Coffee Bar in Stuart, Florida. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Martin. Thank you for that introduction.
I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to share a little bit about the coffee bar, about yourself, about the kinds of experiences that people can expect when they come to your place of business. Well, tell us a little bit about your business and what your role is there, Brett.
Well, my business is Carmela Coffee Bar of Stuart. We're located at 2644 Southeast Federal Highway, right next to the City Diner and the Paradise Car Wash. We are a coffee shop, but also offer a full gourmet menu of healthy entrees and salads, omelets, flatbreads, and most importantly, toasts. We pair these items with our coffee, which is sourced from our own farm in Costa Rica called El Cumanate Farms.
Well, that's great. I've been in there several times. And you know, you go into some businesses and people are, okay, they're just there. But if you go into Carmela Coffee Bar, you can tell that everybody really enjoys being there. And the food is great, the beverage is great, but the atmosphere is just different than what is found elsewhere in Stuart. It's an amazing place. I encourage people to go there. But Brett, there are many different directions that entrepreneurs can go when choosing the type of business they want to start. So give us a brief overview of your career before Carmela and how that factored into starting this wonderful business in Stuart.
Well, I had a very long and rewarding career with the Dunkin' Brands in the New York, Long Island market. About 2 years ago, my wife and I decided to relocate to Florida. And on a visit to get my hair cut, I actually stopped in a Carmela coffee bar in Boca Raton. I sat down as I waited for the hair cutter to take me, had a cup of coffee, took in the ambiance of the place, absolutely blown away by the coffee, the vibe of the place. The employees actually working there looked happy, like they were not stressed. They looked like they were going about their work in a very professional manner. But at the same time, the looks on their faces, it basically said to me that they were content with doing their job. The environment inside of Carmela Coffee, our catchphrase is we want to make it your home away from home. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very spacious space, well-appointed with couches, a lot of soft seating, music. Nobody is right on top of one another. People come in here and spend hours doing their business, their work. Kids come in from school and do homework. We've had people that have actually done podcasts from the building, some of them not even in the United States.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. And that sort of sets up, the next thing I want to ask. This different approach, higher level approach, if I might say that, in terms of elegance and value, is that something that is really a reflection of the culture of the people involved with Carmela? Because it seems like you're just operating under a different culture, not just a different checklist.
Well, Carmela, the name Carmela, there is no woman associated with the business named Carmela, but Carmela is a tribute to women. And most of the people working in our stores, on the larger end, are women. And we foster a very kind of family type atmosphere in our stores. We treat our associates, our people, we treat them well. They enjoy their jobs, they spread that enjoyment to the guests. It's infectious, and people love it here, and they just keep coming back. We're growing. The word is getting out in Stuart. By the way, I love Stuart. It's a fantastic community. Right now, me and my wife are in a rental in Delray, and our plan is to move up to Stuart once our rental is done. We like the area so much.
I really like how you put that, Brett, and the picture that's coming to my mind. And I haven't thought about this before, but, you know, when we're kids or we're teenagers and we go to our friends' houses, you go into some houses, okay, well, yeah, here we are. But you go to other places, when you go in, you almost, it's not your house, but you almost feel like you're home. And when you come into your place there, people, on their expressions on their face, it's like they're in their family room at home. They're not just in a place to get some coffee. And I think that really is a reflection of the culture and the things you talked about. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
What is the most rewarding thing to you about the work you do with Carmel?
To see the reactions on people's faces when you bring them their food, when they taste their coffee, they're blown away by the quality of the coffee and the food. You know, they're happy with the portion sizes. They're happy with the taste of the food. It's just relaxing. I mean, people are just in a different zone when they come in here. And it's rewarding to see people in the stressful world relaxing.
What are the features you look for in choosing a coffee shop or a restaurant to patronize?
Well, choosing this coffee shop, it was kind of, we were looking for a space in Stuart. The space became available. It met a lot of the criteria that we needed. It was spacious. There were a lot of things here that I was able to kind of put into the Carmella design. And it's centrally located next to a car wash. And we have some other businesses where the synergy is really, really good. So we're very excited to be in Stuart. And we're looking to become very much a part of the community. I'm active in the Chamber of Commerce, and I have been working with several groups through donations and donating my time to really embed ourselves in the fiber of this community. And that's very important to me too, to be part of the community and give back to the people who are frequenting my business.
I think that's a good way to put it. Some people think that business success comes from just watching enough YouTube videos or TED Talks. In view of your business background and your interaction with people over the years, what are some myths or misconceptions people might have about opening up a coffee shop?
Well, I won't talk about misconceptions. I'll talk about what's important and what makes a business successful. What makes a business successful is the people that work for you, and how you treat them, and how they interact with your guests that come in the building. Here at Carmella, we foster a family atmosphere, and our people behind the counter, including our manager, Rose, is very interactive with the guests that come in the building. Most of the guests that now come in the store who are repeat guests, the employees behind the counter know them by name. They know a little bit about their lives. And that's what people are looking for when they come into a local coffee shop. They're looking to make this place their own. And part of that experience is having a personal relationship with the people that are serving you every day. You know a little bit about them. They know a little bit about you. And we try just not to serve people. We try to also interact and you know, learn a little bit about them and they learn a little bit about us. That's what makes it special here. It's just not like you're number 26, go over there and get your order. You're more than that to us.
Right.
And that's what makes it different and sets it aside from some of our competitors. We're looking for a deeper connection, a personal connection with the guests, so that we foster the atmosphere of this is your home away from home.
That's good, Brett. Tell our listeners what you'd like to see your business enterprise look like 5 years from now.
What I'd like to see the business look like is obviously a full dining room throughout most of the day. People coming here who are now bringing their children and just sharing their lives with us, their life story, things going on in their lives, and the things going on in the lives of the employees that work here. The employees that work here are all the original employees that we opened the store with 5 months ago. Nobody's left and nobody is going to leave.
Well, in this day and age, that's uncommon. So that speaks to the atmosphere of working there.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Brett, when you're not working, what do you do for fun and relaxation?
Well, I have four daughters. One of them is still in the home. She's actually working with me here in the store. She's a culinary major at CIA in New York. She's taken a little hiatus to come down here and help me out. Our three daughters live up north. I play a lot of racquetball. I enjoy the warm weather now all year round. And me and my wife love to take walks on the beach on the weekends and just, you know, people watch and enjoy the scenery. Mm-hmm. And again, we're looking forward to moving up here to Stewart to really start laying down some roots. And hopefully that'll happen in September when our lease is up in Delray.
That's good. That's good. Your information has been so valuable, Brett. What is the one very important thing you want our listeners to remember about Carmella Coffee Bar?
Great coffee, excellent atmosphere and ambiance, very friendly, very custom service. We're here. Discover us. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed, and you will make this place your home away from home.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Brett, how can our listeners contact Carmella Coffee Bar if they want to learn more about your services and if they have any questions about your products?
Well, we are online at carmellacoffee.com. We also have a Facebook page, Carmella Coffee Bar Stewart, and my phone number is 516-220-8367. My phone is always on, and I love to talk to our guests. So give me a call. If there's any way I could help you out in the community, we would consider it.
Well, that's great. I know what makes that special, Brett, is that it's from your heart. It's sincere and you mean it. And I thank you for that. I want to thank our listeners for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, You're Living Today. And I want to thank our good neighbor, Brett Nadler, for helping us learn more about his amazing business, Carmella Coffee Bar, Stewart. Please don't miss the opportunity to go and have a coffee shop experience that you never forget, because there's just nothing else like it in town. So have a great day, everybody. Until we meet again on Good Neighbor Podcast, see you later.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, River Living. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpriverliving.com. That's gnpriverliving.com. Or call 772-247-6782.